Well, howdy people. Here's another Femon teacher who has been caught having sex with one of her students. And this Femon is married with three kids. Of course, at first she denied the allegations, but the police weren't stupid in this one. They got all the evidence they needed, plus they had a wiretap on her phone. So she tried to deny it anyway, but then said the boy came on to her. The boy in question is only 11 years old. She was also sending racy pictures to him on Snapchat, and also gave him some money. But it was the boy's mother that got suspicious, because the boy started acting strange, and finally he told his mother what had happened. And apparently one of her children is actually 11 years old as well. Fancy trying to blame the boy for coming on to her. But Femons will betray anybody and throw them under the bus to save their own skins, their husbands, their family. And here's her mugshot here. And this one is truly no makeup. And it shows you what a lot of Femons really look like without it. Anyway, she's sentenced to 10 years. I know you're saying justice, but apparently she's able for parole in 3 years. She also complained in court that she's lost the relationship with her husband and her kids. I guess she's trying to play the victim here. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And it's funny we don't get all these Femons screaming and yelling, shaming this Femon, like they do with males in the same situation. They're quite silent, aren't they? So this Femon has affected about 7 lives at least. 8 if you include her own. What must her husband think? And her children? There's an awful lot of collateral damage with Femons, isn't there? But Femons and the media still portray themselves as wonderful things. Kind, loving, caring. They're all full of BS, aren't they? The true nature of real Femons is being seen more and more every day. And it's exactly opposite of their fake personas they try to betray. You take it easy, guys.